I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a difference between ink and pigment. They are used quite interchangeably, but the color pigment is a powdered pigment. Ink, like black ink, is not always made from powder at all.
Mike, do you have any tattoos?
You know, I thought about it when I was young, but I also thought about how it might look when I turned 70, and I thought the better of it.
Well, you've got like 30 years to go until you'd find that out.
Okay, your check's in the mail.
But I don't have any either. I've thought about it as well. But after our responses, I think we might be the wrong people to tackle this topic.
It's okay, though. Even though you bailed on the interview, we did get someone with a little bit of experience on the matter.
Okay, good to know. But we're talking about tattoos this week because a recent study just came out in the Journal of Analytical Chemistry. It analyzed tattoo inks from 9 U.S. manufacturers and compared the ink's labels to their actual content.
This sounds like a study on what do they call it, the ultra-processed food? Who knows what's in that stuff?
That's basically what happened. In all, they studied 54 inks, of which 45 of them, or about 90%, had unlisted ingredients.
All right, since neither of us has a tattoo, we called someone who does. Dylan Forte is a tattoo artist outside of Austin, up in the Hill Country in the town of Wimberley. He's actually worked on celebrities and even has clients travel to his Wimberley ranch to get worked on. You get people flying in for your services, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of the sort of bread and butter of it, really.
Must be spectacular tattoos, then.
Well, appreciate it. Thank you.
And Mike, just before we get started, we should emphasize that Dylan isn't a doctor, and the views expressed in this episode are his opinions.
I'm Mike Rogers with producer Chris Blake, and we'll even get a Lauren Barry appearance this week on Something Offbeats.
At the core level, there's two different issues. Like, there's pigment, there's ink, there's a whole lot going on. So I do black tattoos like 99.9% of the time. And black tattoos, like, it is extremely simple ingredients. It's soot, essentially. I mean, you're basically on par with like charcoal. I mean, I don't know how familiar people are with how the process of just even making like black ink is, or pigment, which are kind of slightly different. But essentially, it's just decayed plant matter, just ground, like literally soot, like charcoal. It's just ground to a powdered pigment, and then it's mixed with alcohol and like glycerin. And that's essentially the gist of it. It's extremely bioavailable. I mean, it's on par with like the amount of char that's on barbecue. It is literally the same. I mean, it would be like a lot of barbecue for a bottle of ink, but it's literally that's what it is. Now colors. Oh, who knows? That's a whole thing.
Now, a lot of those unlisted ingredients, more than half of them, in fact, contained a substance called polyethylene glycol, which can actually cause organ damage. Now, to be fair, the researchers couldn't distinguish whether manufacturers intentionally left out ingredients on their labels or if they were just provided with incorrectly labeled materials to begin with.
There's just a complete corporate takeover of tattooing. Whether or not they're just trying to distill the smaller and smaller manufacturers who have always been like tattooer owned and operated. I believe that it is as simple as they're just trying to corporately take over tattooing in every way possible.
And I guess when that happens, you know, a corporate takeover, then corners are cut.
In a less diabolical sense, you're probably completely correct. What you're having is the manufacturers getting them all off Alibaba or something where you can get them for super cheap and then just slap your own label on them. And then they're just getting them drop shipped. And it's mostly probably just coming out some crazy, who knows what's going on in there.
The world of tattooing is just like a lot of industries in some sense, especially in the changes that Dylan says he's seen over the years.
Tattooing now is so very different than tattooing how it's been the past. I've been tattooing for about 20 years. And the crazy thing about that is that time has just flown by. I mean, I'm 37. I started tattooing when I was like 18, you know, so like 19 years, which it makes, you know, it's like the majority of my life. A lot has changed in the last 10 years, specifically the last five, you know, it compounds. So I don't know. There's just so many variables going on. Tattooing in general is very, very wild. It has always been wild in a lot of ways, but the wildness that it has been prior was, I feel like, actually more controlled and more strict, being that like you can't just open a shop. It was like not possible. You get like, it was self-regulated.
Is it more or less regulated here than it is overseas?
Europe is extremely regulated regarding every aspect of it. That's just, I mean, you know, big surprise. I mean, that's your, I mean, like that's how it is just in with everything. But specifically, Europe tattooing, this is why I even brought that up, is because they just did this in Europe. And so like, I believe this is kind of the same thing that they're just trying to do here.
And he's right about that. In January of 2022, the EU banned thousands of what it called hazardous chemicals found in tattoo inks and permanent makeup. That ban included chemicals that cause cancer, genetic mutations, and more. That seems like a no-brainer, right?
It sounds great. It sounds like safe. Okay, oh my God, like, of course, that sounds so safe. The problem is, it's not from a place of like safety typically. It's just a couple of larger tattoo companies lobby to try to remove everyone out of their way, and they might throw themselves under the bus in a couple times like this, and then they'll come back being like, oh, actually, see, now ours is great, but we just want to make sure yours is all great too.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know we touched on this a few minutes ago, but Mike, would you consider getting a tattoo now? Or what did you consider getting when you were thinking about it?
I'm way too old for a tattoo now. They'd be like those old guys with ponytails and earrings. It's just kind of cringy.
I've thought about it as well, even at 34, but I still don't know what I would want 35 years from now or how it would look 35 years from now. Kind of what you alluded to off the top.
Yeah, see, I can tell you what it would look like 35 years from now. It'd be saggy and gross. Gravity would take over, just like it does with every other body part. So anyway, I mentioned earlier we were going to hear from Lauren, because she does have tattoos. So perhaps she's most qualified to ask questions in this interview anyway.
For people who are interested in getting tattoos,
yes,
and they maybe come across this study or they hear something about the ink, what should they do, like, when they talk to their tattoo artist?
I'm so biased, so it's going to be hard for me. I truly believe, like, I think black ink is just, like, infinitely more bioavailable, and I think the color can be way more complex. And honestly, if the tattooer is only going to know as far as is on the label, they're literally not going to know, especially modern day. Like, they're going to have no idea. It's so far removed now that unless they're getting a traditional American tattoo, like, that's, like, a tiny little, like, literally only you're safe in two directions. Black work, in my opinion, like black work, like stuff I do, because I just simply think that there's not enough complexity to the ingredient to add weird stuff. Like, you're just simply like, you might have, like, you know, even looking through this list, it's like water, alcohol, rose water, alcohol, and glycerin.
What about the colored ink?
I think the color portrait stuff is where it's just wild. And I have no idea, because really this kind of stuff is quite fascinating, because they're going to be using so many inks, and then they're not even inks technically. The color ones are pigment compositions. The only thing that actually is an ink is black.
Why are the two so different? What's safer about black ink?
So what they're doing when they're making ink is like a pen ink or anything. It's that actually the organic plant material is essentially boiled down to a liquid state, but it's not coming from a powdered state. Whereas color ink and like solid blacks that are like used to fill are from a powdered state. Now, how they're achieving the colored powder state is very complicated. That's why you have lists like this, the different ingredients. It could be very simple, but it isn't nowadays because they're trying to achieve results that are way crazier.
If you do use a lower quality of ink, is that going to impact the end result?
Yes. I think lower quality is like, it's kind of a vague concept because it's not really like, I think we would be mostly referring to like pigment content, but there's applications for a lot of different. So like outlining, you're using a thinner, higher viscosity, like it's a thinner ink. So it's like, that's so that when like if a needle moves fast for an outline, it's leaving a line because the ink is thinner. So it's able to move faster. But that would just be like the ratio of like pigment to alcohol, to glycerin, to water, you know, it's distilled water. So it's, that's like more from an application point. And then, so like if you're doing a like solid fill, it's going to be like a higher concentration of pigment. So really like, yeah, now in terms of like the quality itself, it's like, it's mostly, I mean, like, again, black is like burnt matter. It's a char, essentially. It's like soot. So you could probably burn anything, theoretically.
Could these knock off these lesser quality inks pose a health concern?
I think the health concern would just be, and yeah, like it's a, again, the black, like anything that's in black and anything that's in blank, black is extremely bioavailable. So I would say no, unless there was some other ingredients like squeezed in there secretly. But yeah, the some of the color stuff can potentially be, I think, hazardous. But it's, of course, it's extremely important for you to be like aware of what your people are putting in themselves, you know? And I think transparency like this is really good. So I think that more people can kind of see what is in ink for the most part, even though it's like anything, it's like ingredients, period.
In general, do you think attitudes towards tattoos have changed or are still changing?
Absolutely. I don't necessarily know for better or for worse, obviously. I think that the guarded nature of it before and the fringe nature in a lot of ways protected both tattooing and people. And I think now it's too big and too popular. And I think it grew very rapidly and it kind of in a weird bubble state. So I think that it's kind of, I think we're actually seeing the, like, I would almost say the like, housing crash, like the tattooing crash in a way, because it's like the past couple years specifically, you know, like, oh, like making it very difficult to like have person-to-person contact. Like tattooing's definitely going through the ringer in a way which I feel like it never has. And I think it's kind of a weird state.
How did we reach that state?
I think what we're looking at right now is a byproduct of too many people tattooing and it becoming too accessible. And it's like, that's such an old timer attitude, but it's so true. It's like your people shouldn't be able, like you can just buy ink on the internet. Like that's ridiculous. Like if you're not a tattooer, like you should just be able to buy ink from another tattooer or from a tattoo supply company that only sells to tattooers who are like, actually like know what they're doing in every spectrum of the way. Now it's like, you can literally go on Amazon right now and buy any tattoo ink. That's crazy. That's crazy. You shouldn't be able to buy tattoo machines and needles just on Amazon. That's insane. That's literally insane.
Yeah, it's kind of like when I was growing up and they banned the Anarchist Cookbook, which was a book, and they literally tell you in it how to make bombs and guns and illegal drugs even. And for a long time, it was against the law to even possess that book. But now, right there on Amazon, $15 a copy, no problem. Although to be fair, most of that stuff you can probably find online anyway. But still,
it's funny coming for me because I'm like, yo, covered. But I'm like, I think awareness is key. And I do think that the like, I think people should treat it very seriously. Hence why then it's like it becomes more of a luxury and it becomes actually more expensive and more well revered and more respected is simply when it's treated with more respect, then everyone is more incentivized to be more. Yeah, they're just more incentivized in every aspect to understand every part of the process, because not everyone now tattooing is as serious about it as an important thing.
Do you have any parting words to someone thinking about getting a new tattoo?
Looking through this, the black ink seems to be completely normal, completely bioavailable, totally chill. And it's only because of the absolute, like, yeah, here's your like X-ray fluorescence stuff. Like, yeah, no one, of course that's crazy. Who knows what's in that? Like, I don't know. Don't get glow in the ink tattoos and don't get a bunch of crazy weird ones. So just get some black tattoos, guys. Keep it just simple. It's classy anyway. Just don't go get into too complicated with the color stuff.
I'm Mike Rogers. Thanks so much for listening to Something Offbeat this week. This episode written and produced by Lauren Barry and Chris Blake. Audio editing by Chris Blake. Original music by Myron Kaplan. Now, to keep listening, please subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have your own offbeat story you think we should cover, let us know about it. Send it to us at somethingoffbeat@Odyssey. That's AUDACY.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.